We are learning Maseches Baba Metzia, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. We are beginning 12 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Tanya, Om Rav Yesi, Bo Ure'e Semiyes Aneim Shel Malvi Ribbis. Come and see the people who lend ribbis and they're blinded. Why? Because Odom Karlech Avei Rasha, this same guy who's a Malve, lends up a ribbis, collects ribbis from people, he does a surim like ribbis. If someone would call him a Rasha, Odom Karlech Avei Rasha, he will drive him crazy and try to ruin his panasa and everything. He'll be very upset at him. He'll be angry at him. He came to kill him. Someone called him a Rasha. And on the other hand, this guy who's lending ribbis is advertising to the whole world that he's a Rasha. This guy, his mama, brings Edim, v'lavlar. He brings a Sefer, v'komis, a Feder, v'dioi, and ink, v'choisvin, Pliny Zeh Kafel Geishol, and he writes and he signs that he himself is a Rasha because everyone's writing that he's lending ribbis. Here he's so makbid about calling that someone calls him a Rasha, and he goes and advertises himself that he's a Rasha. So seeing how blinding it could be, people will lend ribbis. Tanya Rav Shimon Lozaymer, Komish Yeshle Moyos, Umav Oisom Shaloy Beribbis, anyone who has money and does not charge ribbis, Allah Vakosvaymer, Kasper Lonosom Neshach, Vashaychad Al Nokila Lokach. Someone who's the pasuk could tell him, he doesn't charge ribbis, he doesn't take sheichad. Someone who does this will never fall forever. But if you don't do this, and you do malve ribbis, nechosim v'smaititim. Your nechosim will fall, and the person will lose his nechosim. Freit the Gemara v'kachazin and the loy mois v'ribbis. Become a smite. And the cash basic is, it says here, Kasper, Linosam, Beneshach, what happens? Loyimit Loyalam. But you do find that some people become poor, even though they're not lending beribis. So, I Loyimit Loyalam. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Halalu, Mesmite, Voilam. If you don't lend beribis, even if there's dips, there's ups and downs in the Panasa, you'll be Oilam. But, Valalu, people who lend beribis, Mesmite, Tim, Vain Oilam. They will fall and they won't come back up. The Gemara could ask, you see people lend beribis and they don't get poor. I don't know about that cash, but the Gemara was going to ask that. So the Gemara about that. It says in the Pasuk, now it's time to draw some ribbis next Gemara. The Pasuk says, Lomo Sabit, the Pasuk in Habakkuk, the Novi is saying, Takarish Baruch Hu, Lomo Sabit Begdim, why are you looking at the Rasham, Takarish, and you're quiet, Bibala, Rasha tzaddik imenu. When the Rasha swallows, someone was a bigger tzaddik than him. That was the pasuk says. Omar Rav Huna, tzaddik mimenu b'leia. Only someone who's more bigger tzaddik than him, he's b'leia. But tzaddik gomer in b'leia. It's a similar idea to mismaitim. We're saying a Rasha only has a koyach to swallow up a tzaddik who's a tzaddik mimenu, from a bigger tzaddik than him. But a real tzaddik, the Rasha has no koyach ever. Zogtik Gemara v'ayta, Tanya. Rabbi Eimer, Gerit said the ka'omalin yimechira, that we have Gerit Tzedek in the parish of Eved Ivri, the Gerit Toshav Amalim Ribbis, and the Gerit Toshav that says Lini Ribbis, any day Mahu, I have a kasha on that. And the first 15 lines will handle what the kasha is on Gerit Tzedek that says by Eved Ivri, and then we'll come back to Gerit Toshav Ribbis. What's the difference between Gerit Tzedek and Gerit Toshav? Gerit Tzedek is a Yid, and Gerit Toshav is a guy who just doesn't do Avodah Zarah. That's the difference between the two, but it says Gerit Tzedek by Mechira, we'll see in a second, and it says Gerit Toshav by Ribbis, and yet we have a kasha on that, and we didn't specify the kasha, what the kasha was yet. We will explain right as we go along. Mahu Gerit Tzedek Omelim Mechira, what are we referring to when we say Gerit Tzedek by Mechira? Tchsiv, it says in the Pasuk, in the end of Parashas Bahar, when it talks about the Eved Ivri, it says, V'chiyomu chachicha imach, v'nimka loch, loisav v'yavayis Eved. And then the pasuk a few pesukim later says, "V'chisasig yad ger v'soyshav imach, humach chichimah v'nimikol ger toyshav imach al'eikav v'shvachas ger." And the Gemara darshins in Maseches Erechin and Maseches Ketushin that the pesukim in Parashas Bahar have a pattern to it. And what happens is, someone who first he does v'scheru with ribbis, he's going to land up selling his metalflim, and then he's going to be over oino. Then he's going to have a ribbis. And then he's going to have to sell himself as a vidri. And not only that, he has to sell himself to a goy. And that's the pattern in the pasuk. So we dash like this. It says, V'chiyomuch achicha imach v'nimko loch. And not only is it a v'loy loch, el leger. You'll be sold to a ger, which is a ger tzedek. Shenem el leger. Because the pasuk says, by the ger, it says, v'chi sasek yad ger v'sayshav imach. So it's two different things, the ger and the sayshav. So, shenem eleger, b'lo eleger tzedek eleger toshav. Not only to the ger tzedek, but he's told to the ger toshav. Shenem eleger toshav. Meshvachas ger zeha nochri. Kusho ima oyle eker zeha nimka levichav matzma. He's sold to the guy himself, the Avodah Zarah himself, the church itself, you'll be sold there to work in that building yourself. That's how low the person's going to fall. So that's the drasha. Now the Gemara goes to the drasha. Amar amar, v'lo loch eleger. That you're going to be sold to a ger tzedek. So this is going to be his kasha. So shteita in the pasuk by Eved-Ivri, the ger koni Eved-Ivri, that a ger could purchase an Eved-Ivri. A ger tzedek who's a yid could be purchased Eved-Ivri. Remember, ask your kasha. Ein a ger nikna Eved-Ivri. It says in the Braisa that a ger, you cannot buy a ger as Eved-Ivri. Vein isha v'ger koni Eved-Ivri. And an isha or a ger cannot purchase an Eved-Ivri. Now, gerli nikna b'evrivi, you can't buy a ger for evrivi, why not? Because it says in the pasuk, shavel mishpachtoi b'ino v'alek, he doesn't have a mishpacha. Once it becomes a ger, he's a katan shnei l'dami, he has no mishpacha. So it doesn't apply. The pasuk shavel mishpacha doesn't apply to him, therefore he's mufka from the parasha of evrivi. Ve'in isha v'ger koin of evrivi, and an isha and a ger cannot buy it evrivi, why not? Isha la v'arachara, isha can't buy evrivi because it's not recovered, because it's a la v'arachara, it's a problem of yichud, there's a problem of arayis, of iser, it's not a nice thing. And ger, why can a ger buy evrivi? He's regularly yid, why not? Ger nami gmiri de mikdi koni like mikdi like koni. We have a mesaira that only if you could be nikna as evrivi, someone could buy you as evrivi, could you be a buyer of evrivi. But if no one could buy you, then you can't buy. So that's where the cash is. So Rebbe's cash was Ger Tzedek by Mechira. I don't understand Pshat. How could you be sold to a Ger Tzedek if Ger Tzedek is Mufka from the parasha of Eved Ivri? That was his cash. So Rav Nachman, this is the Teretz. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Einoi, Koino of Dinik Yisrael. That we said, that Eved Ivri, since you can't buy him, he can't buy Eved Ivri. That means he can't buy and have a din like Yisrael. But he could be to buy Eved Ivri and have the same din as a guy. Ava Koino of Dinik Yisrael. The Tanya, the Brisa. What's different about a Nachri? Hanirtsav Animkel Nachri ain't a Oyver Loyes a Ben Loyes a Bas. The law is that regular Eved Ivri, when the Odin dies, he serves the son, the son of the master. Mashenker comes to Nirtsa, or Nirtsa could says Vavodil La Olam Veloy La Ben Vavodoy, or a Nimkel Lagoy. There, the law is that says Vchishav Mekaneo Velam Yerusha Kaneo. There's no din. You don't have Yerusha at all on that. So we're saying a Nirta has the same thing as a guy. That a Geret Tzedek has the same thing as a guy. And that's what we mean when we say that he's not, it can't be koina ger, cannot be koina Eved Ivri. It means it can't be koina Eved Ivri in a way like a Yisrael, but it can be koina as a guy. And that's the Teretz of the Kasha. The question was, what's the Geret Tzedek shop and what's Geret Tzedek by Eved Ivri? The answer is that there is a din Eved Ivri by Geret Tzedek, but in a different halachas. So we're finishing up by Eved Ivri still. Amamar. Learned in this brisa, vein isha v'ger koyin Eved Ivri. A isha cannot purchase Eved Ivri. Name or like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Maybe it's not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Talking about the brisa, isha koyin is a shvachos. Isha could be koyin a shvachos, which is a girl. Vein koyin is avodim. It can't be koyin avodim because there is a shayla of yichud. Rav Shimon Gamliel ima af koyin is avodim. You could be koyin avodim. So chayra, this brisa is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It could be koyin avodim. So tomorrow, no, it's not a kasha. Why not? A fill time shim gamil like kash, it's not fair. Kamba Eved Ivri, Kamba Eved Kanani. Eved Ivri Tsaniya law. Eved Ivri is a tsanua, and therefore he's not gonna tell anyone that he's mezana with his master. And therefore there's a chash of yichud of arayis, and it's a problem. Mashainkin Eved Kanani Paratslayin, she's scared to do any trouble with the Eved Kanani, and therefore there's no chash of Eved Kanani becoming Eved. So therefore, when it says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that he could buy Eved, it meant Eved Kanani, not Eved Ivri.
What would happen for
Eved
to fall to a lady
Virusha? Fall for Eved Virusha? It's not possible. Only Eved Kanani is possible, not Eved Ivri. It's not possible for Eved Ivri to fall for Virusha. We just said before that Ein Ivri is Ben Zabas, and I spoke out that by Eved Ivri from a regular person, only the Ben could be Yerush, not a Bas. It's only them the Ben. Does not pass out of Yerusha and Eved Ivri by anyone, by a Bas. But it's a good question. But that's the halacha. Zog the Gemara. So that's the chilek between Eved Kanani and Eved Ivri. Elos, now that we're Mechadish, is new Vart. of Tzaniyala and Paratzlei, Elah, the Tani Rav Yosef, Arm L'Soloi Sarvi Karvalo, Amono shouldn't raise a dog. Lo Sishrei Barbe Rabba Shviza. And a Talmud Chacham, a student should not stay in their house. So Bishle Barbe Rav Tzaniyala. They were worried about Znos because they're going to be quiet about it. El Kalba, but a dog, given the Misrach Ba, since now, if she's Mizana with this dog is going to always be attached to her. Mirsa, so she's scared. Amri, kiven the chishadi le umtsom misrach basra. Since, so we're not worried about it. So the kash was, they see, we worry about if there's a vart of paratzle, you're not scared. If paratzle, then you're not worried about rayas. So why can't you raise a dog? The dog will, everyone will know about it if you have a dog, because the dog will just be stuck to you. So, lechayra, why is it usher for armala to raise a dog? And for the Gemara, no. That even if the dog always chases after the almana, she'll have an excuse. Because they'll say, yeah, she gave him some meat. She gave him some bones. So the Gemara, since we throw the dog a piece of meat, the dog will always be stuck to her. People say that that's how it is. Because of the umtza, that's why he is running after her. Now I want to go. That was Geret Tzedek by Eved Ivri. Geret Toishon will in the ribis mahi. What is that? So now if you look at the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say when it comes to ribis? The Pasuk is like this. V'chiyom v'chicha omoto yod imach v'chzaktaboy. If you have a brother who fell in hard times, v'chzaktaboy ger v'soysh v'chay imach. Bim v'mach v'chazakim say a Geret Toishon v'chay imach. So in that pasuk it says, and it sounds like it's going back on Geret Toishav also, because that's the pasuk. What says that you should be mechazik your brother and the Geret Toishav, and don't take for them ribbis. So it's big kasha. Geret Toishav amalin in ribbis ma'ir dechse v'chiyam v'chicha umat yod imach v'zach tovay Geret Toishav v'chei. You could borrow from a guy, beribis, umavim loisam, beribis. You could lend the guy beribis. V'chein zokdar mishnah, v'ger toishav. And the chayyim of first apostle not like that. Paul says al tikach mitoy, which is going back in ger toishav. There's an iser to collect ribis from a ger toishav. And here in our mishnah says not like that. Mamash of astiro a mishnah to apostle, and that's what the Rebbe meant when he said, "Ger Toishav, I'm a living river." Saying, "Damn, I don't know." Or Rav Nachman by Yitzchak mixes Al Tikach Mitom Mitoyks in Israel. When it says Al Tikach Mitoy, it's going back only part of the pasuk, only part of the achicha. That's what it says. Only from achicha is the rivers. When Ger Toishav, no, it's the rivers. Why is Ger Toishav in the pasuk? So like Rashi, the Chiddush is, there's a mitzvah lahachayosay. There's a mitzvah to take care of the Ger Toishav, but you can charge him rivers. The law is allowed to charge him rivers, but only the only way you're not to charge rivers is the Yisrael. And just agav, the halacha is a strong mumor, you can't charge ribbis either to the halacha lemaisa. That's what comes out. You can't, definitely can't give a ribbis to a mumor, but even charging a mumor ribbis, which is a shayla in halacha, the halacha is also there, lemaisa. At the end of the day, you can't charge ribbis to a mumor either. A mumor means a Yisrael who's off the derech, or not from, there's still a problem. Zot maravaita. Tan rabbana. Al tikach mi'itoy neshech v'sarbis. You shouldn't take from the loiva neshach v'tarbis, but it's not a loy arev, but you could become an arev to a loan that has ribbis in it. Apel, so very much as a kasha on top of one base, arev leman, who exactly being arev for that was saying it's not a problem? Elaim arev li Yisrael, that the Yisrael is a malvet to another Yisrael, he's lending money, and you're arev, you're arev, you're a co-signer. V'tana, it was learned in a Mishnah, Elo Oivim Veloy Sase, Hamalve, Valoiva, Arev, Eidim. That the Arev and the Eidim are, Lumaisa, all Osir, be Ribbis. They will have the Isser Lav, even the Arev. So what are you talking about? How are you saying there's no, the Isser Loisa Simon? That's what it says later on, to the Braiso, a Mishnah on a hand raised, that says the Klaw, that they're Oivir, it's the Mishnah, yeah, that the Arev is Oivir, Veloy Sase. How can you say that there's no Isser on the Arev? Elo Nachri, it means you're Arav to Nachri. Nachri, let's picture it's a Goyish bank and a Yiddish borrower, and you're a co-signer for that. So Halacha is that that's Mutter. Elo Nachri. Freit the Gemara, v'kimen the dine the Nachri, d'azvasa arva. If, by Goyim, the way it works is that they have a right to go straight to the co-signer first, if they want. in the Gemara's times. That was the halacha. So since that's the case, so then we look at it, Ki'ilu, the Arev, the cosigner, took the loan from the guy, and then he lent it to the Israel. So then we have a problem with Ribbis, because there's a loan between two Yisraelim. And this Israel is getting from the guy and giving it to the other Israel. So since by a Nakri, they go to the Arev, for if the Nakri goes straight to the Loiva Yisrael to collect from them, this guy's just a cosigner. So there's no connection of Havah between the Arev and the Loiva. But if you always go first to the Arev, then the Arev goes and collects to the Loiva. So it looks like it's like this. It's like the Arev is taking a loan from the guy. He's taking responsibility and he lends it then to the Israel. So it's a problem of Ribbis.
No Ribbis from the Malva, the Loiva in that case.
Which case?
This case.
Why not? The Arev is considered the Malva. The Arev is considered the Malva.
I understand. Yeah. The Arev and the Loiva never gave interest to each other.
They did. The Loiva pays the Arev because the Arev is the one who collects. Who pays? The Loiva gives the Arev.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just also, yeah, everything. So that's a kasha. If it's a case of an Akri, they go to the Arev first. So it's a problem with Ribbis. Om Rav Sheshes, Shekibel Allah Lodom Medina Yisrael. This guy was a Kabbalah on himself. He accepted on himself to be Tevera Loiva Tchila, be Loiva first. And if he doesn't have money, then I'll go to the Arev. And therefore, it's not said the Arev made the loan. So the Gemara says, that's the case. So why is he charging Ribbis? He Kabbalah Allah Lodom Medina Yisrael. Ribbis not loyal, because he shouldn't take Ribbis either. He's with Kabul for this and not for that. He's with Kabul that he'll go to the Loiva first. He was not with Kabul that he won't charge Ribbis. That much he was not with Kabul. So upon him, therefore in such a case, there's no Isser on this Arev to be an Arev in such a case where the guy is lending a Yisrael and the Iker Masa Matan is being the Malva a guy to the Loiva Yisrael and the Arev is a Kosarna. There's not a problem. We're not worried there's a problem of, in such a case, of Ribbis. And if it's not a problem for the Arabs.